You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jeff's in the big chair this week. Professor Landini with a well-earned week of vacation. I'm sure he's very busy. Probably numerous trips to the museums, riding his bike through the country. Brian Mitchell, the other part of the program, is, I believe, in a golf tournament today. So hopefully he's having a good time. B was down. B's schedule is just banana land.
He does so much stuff. I don't get it.
Like, it's funny. I was talking with somebody yesterday, and they were like, man, I can't keep up with you. They're talking about me, because I'm doing a lot of stuff pretty regularly, and I'm like, I got nothing on B. Like, it's like, just last week we went to Richmond to play golf, then he rode his bicycle to the beach, then he went to Atlanta for a wedding, and I don't know where he is today, but he's somewhere playing golf.
Yeah, he's all over the place, so credit to him for having the energy to do it. I don't
that
have
dude's
that
got
energy.
A motor. You don't.
No,
you do not, Toby. And congratulations to Ray Brown. It was his daughter that got married. Ray obviously played for the Redskins, played for a number of teams. I mean, just a mountain of a man that played football into his 40s and couldn't be a better, nicer guy. So congrats to the whole Brown family. Toby, while we have you, I wanted to talk some hardball. There's a number of things I wanted to ask about. Obviously, I screamed earlier about the Dodgers putting in the infielder to pitch and what a joke that was.
EK, yeah.
I feel like we've covered that, so I don't feel the need to circle back. Do you want to start with the Nats and then zoom out, or do you want to start out and then land with the Nats?
No, let's start with the Nats. I mean, they had an opportunity going out to L.A., and they lose game one. Mackenzie Gore doesn't have his sharpest stuff. You can live with those sorts of losses. They're going to happen. They win game two. They hit 5 home runs. And then game three of the series is where it gets interesting. You're up 3-0. Michael Soroka has been in a spot recently where he'll go 5 innings strong, and then he gets into the 6th inning, and there's some struggles. And Davey ultimately goes to the pen after he loads the bases, brings in Jose A. Ferrer to face Max Muncy, and Ferrer's been great against lefties this year as a lefty on the mound. Muncy is yet to hit a home run against a left-handed pitcher this year until that at-bat when he hits the grand slam. And at that point, it just felt like everything unraveled, and it was disappointing that they couldn't find a way to win the game yesterday because, you know, what better way to tell people to shut up a little bit and calm down a little bit than, yeah, you've lost 11 in a row, you finally snapped that losing streak, and then you go out to L.A. and you win 2 of 3 against the Dodgers. And by the way, if they would have won that game, JP, they would have been 4-2 on the year against the Dodgers. They finished 3-3 on the year against the Dodgers. So not too bad there, but they're playing better baseball in some cases, and then in some cases you see them jump back right back into the losing ways. So it'll be interesting to see how they're looking.
Toby, they're 2-8 in their last 10.
Yeah, I mean, part of that's that losing streak, right? That losing streak is going to stick around for quite a while. And I don't think that going out on this road trip, you know, if you win 3 or 4 games, you feel fine about that because this is a tough road trip against some really good baseball teams. But when you have opportunities, you've got to take advantage of them. And, you know, after that inning where they gave up the lead, you have Luis Garcia started off with an error at second base on a routine play. Jacob Young got thrown out stealing, which he has to get that figured out. He's I think 5 for 12, maybe 5 for 13 on the year on stolen base attempts, and
that's crazy. That's one of the fast too.
That's one of the things he's there for. So there are some little things that they have to figure out. I think, you know, at some point they're going to have to make some changes, but it's, I don't know. It's just, it's tough when not that long ago, just a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about this team kind of sticking around relevant, around 500. Now they're largely going to be irrelevant for the rest of the season.
Yeah. There is an opportunity for them to have at least a little peak of relevance. I don't know if this will happen. James Wood is now tied for sixth in the majors in home runs. James Wood has 21 home runs on the year. The only guys ahead of him, Schwarber with the Phillies, like Otani, Aaron Judge, this guy Cal Raleigh who just murders a baseball, catcher from Seattle. When's the All-Star break? 2 weeks from now?
Yeah.
Like mid-July, maybe 3 weeks?
Yeah, mid-July. So coming up just a little bit, yeah.
Do we get to see James Wood in the home run derby?
I'm hoping so. And I think he's going to be offered. I don't think there's any question he'll be offered.
How does that work? MLB sends out, like, invitations, basically?
Yeah, I would assume they kind of go through and pick their guys and ask them, and you'll see if they'll do it or not. I would assume that he's going to be asked. Whether he does it or not, I'm not sure. I wouldn't be surprised if he does it because it's early in his career, and maybe he wants to do it once or twice in his career. But, yeah, it would be great if we could see him in the home run derby. Absolutely.
I am all for it. Like, I'm guessing there are some that might not be, but I'm in. Like, what is the downside of getting the stud in the home run derby?
I mean, the only thing that everyone always loves to point to is, oh, it can mess up your swing. But if you actually remember a couple of years ago, JP, Juan Soto was terrible before the All-Star break, was in the home run derby, and then after the home run derby, got back to hitting the ball out of the yard and becoming Juan Soto again. Now, that was a while ago because he was still with the Nationals. But sometimes, you know, it can mess with your swing a little bit because you're just trying to hit the ball out of the yard. But I honestly don't even know if his swing is fully built to do a home run derby because he likes hitting line drives. The guys that hit the majestic ones generally are a little bit better. But regardless, I'd love to see him do it and see what happens. And I'm not all that worried that he's going to somehow end up in a funk afterwards. So, yeah, I mean, I think early in his career it would make sense to do it because, you know, if you're not going to do it now, are you going to do it in 5 or 6 years after? Like, I don't know. So why not do it now?
Yeah, do it now. Because, like, I mean, if you look at the guys ahead of him, Shohei's not going to do it. Judge isn't going to do it, right? Where is the All-Star game this year?
Atlanta.
So, like, I don't think Aaron Judge is going to do it, right?
No, I would think that maybe Cal Raleigh would.
I could see Raleigh, maybe Schwarber. PCA probably does it as a young guy, but like once you become a true superstar, established player, Judge, Otani kind of level, I feel like those guys don't often do these. I think he should do it, man. You have my full support, James. As a fellow dude named James, you have my full support.
Well, and the thing about James Wood that, you know, he's got such a simple swing. I don't think it's something that'll end up putting him in a bad spot, and he's been so good, JP. 451 feet at Dodger Stadium the other night. The second time he's gone 451 feet this year. Exactly 451. The other couple weeks ago against the Marlins, he had one that hit off the garage door in center field on the fly, which you never see happen. So that's the farthest home run that's been hit at Dodger Stadium this year, 451. And then I think you're going to see a lot more of what the Dodgers did to him. There were runners in second and third. He came to the plate, and he just immediately got sent down to first base. Until they get someone behind him that can give him some real protection in the lineup, I don't know why you would ever pitch to him if you're a team. Like, I don't get what the Rockies were doing when they pitched to him and he hit the walk-off. If I were a team
facing
him...
They're the Rockies. They're god-awful.
Well, exactly. And if I were a team facing him, I'd say, screw that. Anybody else can beat me, not him.
Yeah, I'm with you, dude. I think I do have a secret for you, and this is unfortunate. There's not going to be anybody to protect him this year, at least. Like, I mean, that dude just, I don't know. I just don't see that. Well, maybe another one.
So my wacky idea, JP, that they did for a little bit was CJ was batting third for a few games, and he actually saw more pitches to hit. I wouldn't put that third. I would just flip the two. I'd have James Wood lead off, which then you're going to have less guys in front of him on base. So I get the understanding, like, he's your number one run producer. But I wouldn't hate the idea of maybe flipping those two just so he gets a little bit of protection, because, frankly, he's in running, he's in scoring position as soon as he steps to the plate, you know. So maybe try that.
The speed. James Wood and I, we both share a first name, James, and I think that's where the parallels end. He's 6'7", 230, and 22. We were both born in September.
There you go.
So we got a couple things. All right, I want to go just around the majors. I think I don't even hate the Mets that much. Like, I ended up rooting for them last year because that playoff run was just crazy. But I'm surrounded by Mets fans, and the chatter after the Soto deal irked me significantly, probably mostly because it was Soto, who I just wish was always here.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Mets fans are mad because Soto gets off to slow starts. He's balling now. I don't hear anybody mad. But the Phillies are in first place of the NL East. I think the Phillies are good, dude. I don't know, but my guess is Davey won't be back. I think they should go get Kevin Long if that's the case. The Phillies hitting coach that was here when the Nats were so good to be skipper. But what do you make of the Phillies taking over first place in the East?
Yeah, I mean, they're good, and they've been good for a long time. They've got some really good
Mets are 2-8 in their last 10.
Yeah, you've got some really good pitching for the Phillies. A former Nationals pitcher in Jesus Luzardo has been kind of a revelation, even though he's struggled a little bit of late. His ERA jumped over 4 because of one really, really bad start. But, I mean, Wheeler is still awesome. Ranger Suarez has pitched well this year. Christopher Sanchez has pitched well. Their pitching is really, really good. And Bryce hasn't been full Bryce yet this year. He's struggled a little bit. He's only hitting .258 on the season, only has 9 homers. But Kyle Schwarber, JP, is just insane. So I play fantasy baseball, and he's on my fantasy baseball team. And it feels like every single night I get a notification that Kyle Schwarber has homered again. 24 on the season for Schwarbs, 55 walks on the year. He's still so good. I mean, they've got so many good players, so it's not surprising. Bohm's gotten going recently. He struggled last season. He's hitting .290. So they're a really good baseball team, and it wouldn't shock you once again to see them there because they've just got the complete combo of having a really good lineup that's deep, and then having a pitching staff that is good. Now, I don't know that their bullpen is great. Jordan Romano was having to save some of their games, and he's got an ERA of .650, so that doesn't necessarily speak very high. But they've got a couple of upcoming prospect arms, too, that could come help them down the line. So they've got what it takes to be really, really good again.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And then I wanted to go back to L.A., and obviously we talked about how it went for the Nats, but what'd you think of Shohei back on the mound?
So that's what I think is interesting with Shohei. I'm curious where he fits long term. And because of the fact that he hits so well, obviously, and he's your everyday DH, it's not as if you need him to go 6-7 innings every time out, because you essentially have him as a 14th pitcher when you're only allowed to have 13 because of his ability to do both things. And so even if he only goes out there and gives you an inning or two every time out, that's enough because he's still really, really good. And I don't know where he builds up to, because I don't know that, you know, it's not like Mark Zuckerman and I were talking about this in the press box the other day. It's not like he can go out on a rehab assignment, JP. It's not like he can go out there and work on building up to 3 and 4 innings. Like, it's just going to have to happen in big league games. I think part of the reason that they put him back out on the hill is similar to what Davey did with some of the pitchers in 2019 in the postseason, is these guys are going to throw anyways for an inning off a mound as like a sim game. So you might as well just throw them in a real game, because what's the point of wasting bullets on a dude's arm when you could just have him go out there and throw an inning like he did against the Nationals on Sunday? So, yeah, I mean, I thought when he signed that contract, JP, it felt like it's such a big one that he has to pitch. But then you realize the cultural significance that Shohei Ohtani has in the country of Japan, which I think we already knew, but it was just even exploded more with him moving to the Dodgers instead of the Angels. And you could have paid that dude just about any dollar amount you could have chosen, and he's still going to bring back enough that it was worth it, even if he just hits. So I think, honestly, anything they get out of him pitching from now on, especially already having won a World Series, like, it's kind of gravy. So I don't know that he ever gets back to the 5-6-inning guy. I think at some point in his career, maybe he works out as a reliever, because he could be a nasty closer, which is just, it's a unique player,
that's,
man.
That's crazy.
Unique.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can't take that bat out of the lineup. Like, you just can't.
No.
So the two other things, back to the All-Star game, the fan vote, Wood just isn't getting like he deserves. So the fans vote in the starters, and then does MLB name the rest of the team?
Yeah, I think that's how it works. I think the coaches and players or something like that vote on the rest of the team. Okay. But yeah, I think...
So Wood should get in.
I think Wood's going to get in. I think Gore is going to be there, because pitchers don't have any fan voting. Pitchers are all voted on by guys inside Major League Baseball. So I think Gore is going to be there. There's no question about that. And I think Wood will be there. I mean, John Heyman, one of the most respected baseball writers there is kind of already calling for that. So I think you'll see those two. The real question is if CJ can get there. He had a bit of a down spell a couple of weeks ago that lasted for just a few weeks. But he's kind of back to crushing the baseball as well. Had 2 home runs in L.A. So that's kind of the interesting one. I think you got 2 for sure, but I don't know if you can force a 3rd in there when you look at the Nationals' record and you're like, how do they have 3 All-Stars?
Right. So the other thing that happens, All-Star break, I think, correct me if I'm wrong on this, is that when the MLB draft is?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Nats have the #1 overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
So Wiz couldn't get the #1 overall pick, but the Nats sure did.
I'm telling you, JP, it's the weirdest thing. So baseball introduced this MLB draft lottery a couple of years ago, and the Nationals have had great luck. They had it implemented at a bad time, so it was implemented the year after the Dylan Cruz selection, and because of the way that baseball works with market size and whether you get revenue sharing and all this stuff, if you're in a large enough market, which DC is, they don't spend like it, but they are in a big enough market that they don't get the opportunity to pick inside the top 10 back-to-back years. Last year, they would have had the #1 overall pick because they won the lottery last year. And then they get into it again this year where they can pick in the top 10, and then they win the lottery again. So whatever luck the Wizards don't have, the Nationals have had.
Have all of it.
Yeah.
And the #1 pick sounds like it's going to come down to Ethan Holliday, and that's another one of Matt Holliday's kids, right? So Jackson's right. In Baltimore. And he's a high school prospect.
High school prospect, could be a potential 30-homer bat for this team down the line, was the Gatorade Player of the Year this year out of Stillwater, Oklahoma. And, yeah, I mean, he's huge, JP. 18 years old, 6'4", 220, something like that. I mean, he is already big. He's going to be a power type of bat, left-handed bat, someone that could come in here and eventually be your third baseman of the future, depending upon what they do with Brady House. Maybe he goes to a corner outfield, but another power bat in the lineup.
All right. I mean, his old man could play. He was a great hitter, dude. I remember him with the Cardinals forever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either going to be Holliday or the LSU pitcher, right?
Yeah, and Cade Anderson was...
That's the LSU pitcher.
Nails, yeah. He was absolute nails the other day. College World Series, struck out right. 10, went the complete game, only gave up a couple of hits. Walked more guys than usual, but... I lean Holliday. Grant and I discuss this all the time, and he's leaning pitcher right now, but you know it's kind of up in the air. It kind of works in their favor, JP. They can go either direction because the saying is, what costs money is power and pitching, and you can go either way, where you get the power with Ethan Holliday, you can get pitching with Cade Anderson. There's a couple of other college guys, Jamie Arnold out of Florida State, Liam Doyle out of Tennessee. Maybe they could go all left-handed pitchers. But the thing that sold me, like if I had to go right now, if I were picking, I would go Ethan Holliday. The thing that sold me, JP, had nothing to do with Ethan Holliday. It was everything to do with Matt Holliday and Jackson Holliday. And there was basically, Jackson was awesome in the month of May. And the reason was his dad called down and gave him some help, right? He called down and said, hey, man, tweak this thing. And so when you draft a guy like Ethan Holliday, not only do you get to develop him and your staff gets to develop him, you have Matt Holliday as an extra resource, which is right. A great one to have.
I don't know which way I lean, man. I love stud pitchers. So this kid Anderson's a 6'2 lefty. I love like the big game nature he showed in this World Series, College World Series run for LSU. Obviously it's incredibly different, right? But like when it was a couple years ago when the Nats were either going to get Skeens or Cruz based on what Pittsburgh did, it seemed like, honestly, it was kind of similar to when the Wiz had the number 2 overall pick. For a long time, it seemed like the Wiz were going to get Risache and the Hawks would take Sarr. And then at the end, it flipped and the Hawks took Risache and the Wiz got Sarr. It sound like I'm going back in time, and maybe it's just like my limited recall or my, you know, I'm not having conversations in clubhouses across America about this stuff because I'm just not like in the weeds in baseball. But like, it felt like the Nats were going to get Skeens because Cruz was going to go 1 to Pittsburgh that year, and then that flipped as it got later. And I think Dylan Cruz might still end up being a great baseball player. Don't get me wrong. But it seems like, I mean, as of right now, Skeens is by far the better pick of the two of them. I think I might want the pitcher, dude, because when you see these true stud pitchers, Skeens, the kid for the Tigers, like these young just stars, and I think Gore is not in that tier, but maybe in the next tier for stud young pitchers, like, bats become available. You know what I mean?
It's tough to find a guy.
Pitchers are hard to find. Like, correct. Even, dude, I remember when Riz signed Scherzer, and that deal was insane, and everybody's like, oh, my God. And he lived up to it and more. But I just feel like true stud Cy Young-type guys don't come available as often. I feel like Boris tends to rep a ton of batters, and you know Boris guys are going to get to free agency.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I wouldn't blame them if they went Cade Anderson. The only reason that I'm not fully on Cade Anderson and I would go Holliday is, you know, Cade Anderson is someone who's really, really effective, but he's sitting with a fastball that's, you know, 94, 95, can get up to 97. Like, Paul Skeens dominates hitters. I mean, there's no chance right. when you stand in the box. Does Cade Anderson ever get to that? I'm not sure that he does, but that's not to say that he can't be incredibly effective.
Jeff, you want the bat? You want the kid bat? Or you want the other difference here is timeline, right?
Correct.
Because Holliday is 2-3 years away, whereas Anderson's probably pitching for you.
I mean, if you were in a pinch, Anderson could probably pitch for you at the end of the season. That wouldn't happen.
Right, like he could be a September call-up, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, they're not in a pinch, so maybe just let him chill, but I don't know, man. Jeff, which way are you going? Bat or arm?
I think I'm going to go bat.
I might have to change my stance then. I might go pitcher.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's a hard fence to be on because, like, you want to score points, but you need good defense as well, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's the crux of it. I also just – I don't know about this because obviously you want as many bats as you can get, right? The best teams are just loaded up and down the lineup. If you go bat, is that saying something about Skeens, like where you feel that's going, or is that overthinking it?
I think you're overthinking it a little bit.
I'm prone to do so.
I think the main thing is, JP, you're picking first overall, and the thing I don't want them to do is just think, okay, we're going to cut a deal and try to find someone later. Like, whoever the top guy is on your board, whoever Rizzo and his staff identifies as being the top player, whether it's Holiday, whether it's Kate Anderson or someone else, just take that guy. Get the best player you can possibly get at first overall, and don't worry about the rest of the draft. Worry about that when it gets there. Take the best guy.
You got an opportunity to nail it, nail it. When we come back, Jaden Daniels spoke this weekend in New York City. You're going to hear it. Nobody go anywhere.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.